Welcome to ConnieMack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting second. The second baseman, Marv Stale. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan McGinn. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan McGinn. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The right fielder, Byron Brown. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rick Joseph. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Hutto. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Compton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Jones moves to second. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale bunts towards third. Joseph fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Hutto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Hutto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. LeBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a pop-up towards third. LeBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. One out. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman takes first base on ball four. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joseph juggles the ball. That's an error on Joseph. Bateman moves to second. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hutto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutto hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0-for-0 in the game. Stahel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Stahel reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Hutto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. One out. Mike Compton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Compton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bunning moves to second. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-1 in the game. LaBoy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 0-for-1 in the game. Joseph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Jim Hutto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutto is 0-for-1 in the game. Hutto strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McGinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stahel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Stahel reaches second base with a double. McGinn goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mike Compton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Compton is 0 for 1 in the game. Compton hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 2 in the game. LaBoy strikes out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gamble who is chasing the ball. Bateman reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Brown reaches second base with a double. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joseph takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Jim Hutto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutto is 0 for 2 in the game. Hutto hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stale scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Stale strikes out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground for a single. Mike Compton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Compton is 0 for 2 in the game. Compton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gamble moves to second. One out. Doc Edwards pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dick Selman now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosger bunts towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to second. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 3 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bateman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-3 in the game. Wine strikes out. One out. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Marv Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Compton and he is out, Taylor applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joseph hits a ball on the ground for a single. Jim Hutto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutto is 0-for-3 in the game. Hutto hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joseph moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gamble bunts towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Joseph moves to third. Hutto moves to second. One out. Claude Raymond now pitching. Ron Stone pinch hits for Mike Compton. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joseph scores. Hutto moves to third. It's 2-1, Expos. Denny Doyle pinch hits for Dick Selma. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor is walked intentionally. Stone moves to second. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-4 in the game. Bauer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.